Welcome to Truth Matters Church, a ministry devoted to the expository study of Scripture. Visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled, Whether by Life or by Death. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Last time we looked at the importance of having pure motives in our ministry work. While Paul implied that the gospel can be preached even in envy and strife, it is far better for us if our hearts are aligned with Christ in ministering the truth of his gospel to the world. Yet in either circumstance here, Paul found joy in that Christ crucified was being preached. In Philippians 1, verses 18 to 20, he continued with, "Yes, and I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and with the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." Here, we can almost feel how the apostle bared his heart and his soul to the believers in Philippi. On this side of history, nearly 2,000 years after this letter was written, it's pretty easy to take a somewhat romantic view of Paul's position. We can joyously celebrate Paul's trials because we see how God used those circumstances for his glory and for the salvation of innumerable souls through the ministry to the Gentile nations. We see the results and ourselves are blessed benefactors of Paul's suffering. Yet, soaking on this text for just a moment, we begin to sense the internal struggle that Paul had. He deeply loved this church, and he wanted so badly to continue his ministry work with them. But at the same time, as we read in the following few verses of this epistle, he longed to go to paradise and experience the blessing of being with the risen, glorified Lord. Until that time, though, he committed to live out his days in a way that brought the Lord only honor and praise. His goal was that whether by life or by death, he would show his love, gratitude, and obedience to God. While it may be difficult for us to truly relate to Paul here, many in the world since this writing have, and even today, are suffering deeply for their call to Christ. Here in America, we can still openly claim and proclaim our Christian faith. But in a growing number of places, doing so is very risky. In some parts of the world, following Christ means being cut off from your family, the loss of your job, exile, prison, or even death. So let's be painfully honest with ourselves for just a moment. If accepting Christ and living for him meant these very things for us, would we still do it? Would we sign up to follow Christ if it meant walking away from everything? Would we leave it all for simply the eager expectation and hope that we would somehow honor Christ and not be ashamed of our faith, and yet still be just as joyful even if our deliverance meant death? This is the life that Paul lived, and countless more of our brothers and sisters in Christ have experienced both in the past and are experiencing across the world today. This is a very sobering thought, yet it is one worth seriously considering if we truly wish to call ourselves Christians. Jesus commanded us to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and follow him. That's Matthew 16, verses 24 to 25. This isn't just in the good times when we are blessed, happy, rich, well-fed, and free. This is also in the times where bearing the cross of Christ is arduous, painful, and it costs a lot, maybe even everything and everyone that we love. But, faithful one, find peace in this. Look again carefully at Paul's words. Is there any fear or apprehension? Did he sound worried, scared, or anxious? Was he retreating from his calling? No, not at all. Instead, Paul had been prepared and strengthened with the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ to endure these very things. And for what purpose? So that, with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. I've heard it said that God doesn't give us more than we can handle. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Instead, God gives us the grace and the power to endure what we cannot handle. In these times, we must fully rely upon him and his mercies alone. The power to live and to die for Christ does not come from within our own inner strength. Instead, it is derived from our relationship, our submission, and our obedience to God in everything. Living fully for Christ when times are good prepares us to stand strong when times are bad. Here we see such a stunning example of the goodness of our loving God providing heavenly strength to a mere man. If we are willing to remain faithful to Christ no matter what, God promises to give us the ability to endure far more than we ever could imagine. For further encouragement on this topic, please read over and prayerfully consider the following passages. Psalm 23, verse 4, Isaiah 40, verse 29, John 16, verse 33, Romans 8, verse 18, Romans 8, verse 28, 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 10, and 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10. We do appreciate you listening today, and we hope you enjoyed this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. And be sure to check out our 24-hour stream of teaching, scripture reading, and encouraging music at truthmattersradio.com. Have a blessed day.